This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal yesterday. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and the future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata, jaise hamare shahar, Bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya, dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. Aaj jab Bharat duniya ki teesri sabse badi इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहा है तब दमदम कोलकाता इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है
Earlier speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar, the Prime Minister said the Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He remarked that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Koderma. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to five important bills passed by the parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. The President also given his assent to the Income Tax Bill Act 2025, the Taxation Laws Amendment Act 2025, the Institutes of Management Amendment Act 2025, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2025 and the Indian Ports Act 2025. The Supreme Court directed the Election Commission to accept claim forms of voters online whose names are missing without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECI or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justices Suryakant and Joy Malia Bakshi, while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the June 26 order issued by the ECI directing the SIR in Bihar. The apex court also ordered that the 12 recognized political parties in the Bihar be impleaded in the SIR matter if they are not ready before the court. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a sustainable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. Speaking during an event in New Delhi, the minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of SEMICON India 2025 on 2nd of next month in New Delhi. The 3 days event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in the microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Indian Olympian Ilavenil Valarivan continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10M air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship at Sikkent, Kazakhstan. And she showcased an impressive display of composure in the final, shooting a formidable score of 253.6 points to secure the top spot. And that is the end of the news bulletin.